We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting from the Halle Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
It's about damn time. Let's get started.
Thursday, let's roll, baby.
This week has been a blur to me. Like, I can't believe it's gone by
so slow.
Really? That's so funny that the week has gone by differently for the two of us.
We always seem to be on opposite ends of things when it comes to the weeks.
That's fine. That's this show. We balance each other out pretty well.
Yin and yang, baby.
Watermelon sugar. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
My name is Bill Ryan. It's just me and my oldest son, Will. Will's 11 years old. It's just the two of us this week. My youngest son, Drew, and my wife, Paula, they went to Florida for the entire week. I dropped them off at the airport 2 days ago.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Yeah, so my wife has left the two of us alone.
There definitely wasn't any sunshine in your household yesterday.
Not yesterday. So here's what happened. And my wife and I, we talked about this for weeks because it was what are we going to do with Will while you're gone? Because I obviously am up early and out the door super early in the morning. And we came to the decision that Will is old enough and responsible enough to stay home alone for those few hours until I get home after the show. And what we did is we bought him, we still felt like he was too young for a cell phone.
Right.
And I think a lot of parents would know what I'm talking about when I tell you what we bought him. It's called this Sync Up.
Okay. What's that?
It is, it's a watch, and T-Mobile offers it. Verizon offers it. It's a watch that my son wears, and that, it has a GPS tracker on it.
Oh, that's cool.
We can text him. We can call him. He can text us. He can call us.
All through the watch.
And we control who he texts and calls. So he can't call like a friend of his or anything like that. We control everything on this app.
Again, that's cool.
It's called Sync Up. So the deal is that as soon as Will gets up, he puts on that watch and he lets me know that he's up and I just have peace of mind that he's fine. And that's exactly how it went yesterday on day one. He got up. He said, Dad, I'm up. I said, great. I said, go get some breakfast. Let Myrtle out. Let me know if you need anything. So that was around 7 a.m. About 9 a.m., I texted him just to check in. And is everything going okay? I wait about 10 minutes. There's still no response. Then I start calling. Then I start texting again in all caps.
Yeah.
Then I start calling again. I must have called him 47 times.
Oh, no.
Yesterday. And
no answer.
I'm starting to freak out a little bit. I mean, that's when your imagination starts running wild. Now, I can go into the app and I can check the GPS. I see that he's right there at the house. And I'm assuming that he's,
or at least the watch is at the house.
Yeah, he's watching YouTube or he's down in the basement playing Xbox. That's what I'm assuming what's going on. But then your imagination's, you know, did he start using the oven? You know, did he burn the house down? Like what could possibly, why is he not calling me back? Why is he not texting me back?
Right.
So what I did was I called my brother who really only lives down the street. He lives 2 minutes away.
Okay.
I said, can you please go over there and check on him and just make sure everything's okay? And he says, yeah, no problem. Now, at this point, it's been over an hour and I'm sitting in a meeting with Morgan after the show and I've got my phone right there and I'm steaming.
Yeah, you are.
I've got a lot of anxiety at this point because I'm thinking, am I a bad dad? Should I have just gone home? Should I have called? Should I call the police? You know, is just calling my brother sufficient enough here? So I'm, you know, feeling a lot of emotions sitting in this meeting. And then all of a sudden, Will finally calls.
Yeah. And not only does he call in the middle of our meeting, you put him on speakerphone in the meeting with me and our boss. And you're like, what are you doing? I was like, is he yelling at me? Like, I feel like I'm in trouble right now. And Will's like, what? Like, the watch was upstairs. I was downstairs. And you were like, you blew it, son. You blew. Like, with Will on speakerphone. And I'm like, I feel like I should not be hearing any of this right now.
That was the deal. That's what I was trying to tell him. The deal was you keep that watch on the entire time so I can call you or text you whenever I want to. And you respond to me right away. Do you understand?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he freaked me out. I went home and I said, you scared me, man. You scared me. And he was very apologetic, gave me a big hug. So yeah, later on this morning, he should be texting me. We're going to try this again today.
Yeah. And hopefully we won't, have a moment.
He better be there
in a meeting.
Waking up, getting you up and going. Waking up with hit after hit. Rise and shine after hit. Waking up every day.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
One of the bad things about Paula being out of town is I don't know what to watch on TV because usually we watch things together.
Right. Does she get mad at you if you watch? Let me try that again. Does she get mad at you if you watch something without her when you guys normally watch it together?
She wouldn't. And I haven't tried it. I keep saying all the time that we should probably watch shows separately just because we don't get through them fast enough.
Right.
Like I want to get through shows faster. She wants to spread them out a little bit longer. And then our schedules are, you know, don't always match up. With Drew, I'm watching Obi-Wan Kenobi with Drew, but he's not in town either. So I don't know what, I don't know what to watch. What are you guys watching these days?
Oh, I don't know if you're going to want to watch what David and I are watching, but all of a sudden, David is obsessed with Love Island UK. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of Love Island. Is there a is there an American version of it?
Yeah, so it actually started in the UK, and the UK version is so much better than the US because, like, who you want to couple up with? He really just, you know, it's just so funny. Like, he's so fit. I like it. But yeah, so it normally comes out in the UK like 2 weeks before it comes out in the US, but we watched the first episode two nights ago because it's finally rolling out in the United States, and he is obsessed with it. And it's like a show that you would never think that David would be obsessed with. It's, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, they do these sexy challenges and they're really hot and it's kind of like shallow and stupid and they're trying to win $50,000, but he loves it. He walks around the house going, hey, you want to couple up with? And I'm like, shut up.
And he doesn't even have to fake the accent.
No,
he's got it down.
It's so funny.
So you're watching this because he's watching this, or is it the other way around?
Well, I was like, do you want to try watching this? And he's like, oh, yeah, like all my friends talk about it, but I've never watched it from the beginning. And I'm like, okay, like Love Island isn't one that I watch religiously like some of these other shows that I'm obsessed with. But since David wants to watch it from the beginning, we're into it.
That's interesting. So I guess the question would be, what show did you get hooked on because of your significant other?
I don't know if I got hooked on Love Island because of David or if he got hooked on Love Island because of me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like,
A little bit of both.
If Paula ever tried to get me to watch something, I know that she's suggested shows that I've absolutely vetoed right away, like Bridgerton.
Yeah. Would you veto Love Island?
I probably would. Yeah, I don't think she would be into it. Downton Abbey comes to mind. I'm just like, no, don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
Is there a show that you're into because your significant other got you into it? 216-578-0104.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
We were just talking about how Morgan and David are watching Love Island UK right now. What is that on, by the way? What? How do you find that show?
We watch it on Hulu. Hey, you want to couple up with? He even like came in the room yesterday, shirt off, like they do, and he's like, "I'd like to couple up with Morgan." Morgan P. Talks, he said. I was like, get out of here, shirtless.
So we're just wondering, what show are you watching right now, or what show did you get your significant other into? Because you're into it, or they're really into it. You would never watch it on your own, but since they're into it, you're into it. What show is that for you, Ashley, in Elyria?
Jersey Shore.
So your husband got you into Jersey Shore?
Yes. When it first came out, we were dating because we were in high school. And I watched the episode while I was in West Virginia, and he was out here in Ohio. And then it's still on today, so I still watch it with him to this day.
You guys know a new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation starts tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's all he's talked about.
That is so funny. Who's your guys' favorite characters?
He likes Polly and Vinny.
Yes.
And I guess I'd agree with him because he reminds me of both of them put together.
Actually, were you surprised at your husband's guilty pleasure of watching the show when he told you?
Kind of, but not really.
It's an American classic, Bill. You got to give it a try. It truly is fascinating television.
Are you going to be watching the new Jersey Shore tonight, Morgan?
Absolutely. You know me. That's all I do is watch TV.
All right.
GTL, Gym Tan Laundry, cabs are here.
I didn't know if you'd have time between all the Love Island UK.
True.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
Yeah, so this dating coach, I don't agree with this person at all because I think that a coffee date is an ideal first date. Coffee date or happy hour. And you feel the same.
Absolutely.
All right, so this dating coach, let's argue with her. Because she says coffee dates are bad because they are noisy, they're uncomfortable places, and they're crowded.
And I'm so like, what? So what?
And that's not every coffee shop.
No, not at all.
Okay, fine. So if that one's crowded, then go find one where it's not. There's plenty that aren't.
And who's to say that being crowded is a bad thing? If you're not having fun on the date you're on, turn around and find another hottie sipping an espresso and you'll be good to go.
She also says that coffee shops are too distracting because people are always coming and going, which takes the attention away from you.
But what if you don't like the person? Well, and you need somebody to take your attention away.
And again, I'm thinking, isn't that every place? That's a restaurant? That's
right,
a bar?
Right.
I mean, I don't
understand. I mean, what is she saying? Like a movie theater? Is that going to be any better? Like, no.
Well, that's my other problem with this dating coach is she offers no alternatives here. She's only shooting down the coffee shops. She says the coffee shop date is bad because you sit across from each other with a table between you, creating a barrier.
Good.
I
on a
know.
First date, I don't want somebody sitting right next to me on the same side of the booth.
I want a barrier between us.
Right.
We should have something.
I need to see this person's credentials.
Yeah. Well, here's the one that I think you're going to find most outrageous. She says there's not much chance to extend the date unless you plan on drinking back-to-back coffees. And I'm like, yeah. Don't you know me at all? I'm going to be there for at least 3 cups of coffee.
Seriously.
That's us.
On the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Love me more.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
I'm Bill Ryan. So tomorrow, I'm very excited to meet David for the first time.
I know. It's going to be fun. He's going to be in studio with us tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I can't wait to meet him. I hope that I make a good first impression. He's stopping by before he goes to Hopkins tomorrow to jump on a plane.
Yes.
But what about that do you not like?
Well, he's going to Boise tomorrow for the weekend for a work conference, which I don't like. I don't like that he's going to Boise tomorrow for a work conference. He just got here. He hasn't even been here for 2 full weeks. And let me just say this. I'm not mad at him. Like, I'm not upset that he's going. I'm upset that there's a work conference the second weekend that he's here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. I see where
not
you're coming
even
from.
The second weekend, really, because he was only here for You know, he missed his flight, so we missed out on a first weekend. Then we had last weekend where he was catching up with all of my family. And now this weekend, he's gone. And I'll say this. It wasn't mandatory to go to this work conference.
Oh. Now it's coming out.
Okay. I don't blame him. I really don't. I really don't. Because David works for a completely remote company. So he never really gets face-to-face interaction with people. He's a people person. You know, he likes to be with people. He likes to talk to people. So he's like, I only get a handful of opportunities in a year, maybe like two or three, to see my coworkers face-to-face. You know, that I'm talking to every day. They have good, like, team-building exercises and stuff. So they're friends, too. So he's like, I want to see everybody. And I'm like, I don't want you to see everybody on the second weekend that you're here with me. Am I being dramatic?
My initial reaction was, yeah, you were.
I know that I'm being dramatic.
Because I understand how you feel. He just got here.
Yeah.
And now you have him all to yourself for the next few months. But I was going to say, well, it's a work thing. He can't help it. He can't help that he's got to go to a work. It's his job.
He can help it.
But yeah, so now that's the real issue is that he doesn't really, really have to go to this thing.
He wants to.
And he's going.
I would want to go if I were him, too. A free trip to Boise, you know, hanging out, getting a nice Airbnb, everything paid for, whatever. But like, come on, it's the second week that you're here and I'm feeling, I don't want to say slighted because I don't feel slighted. And I, like I said, I'm not mad at David. I just wish that there was no work conference this weekend.
All right. 216-578-0104. Let's get Morgan some group therapy here. Help her see this in an entirely different light.
I don't know if we can see it in a different light. Can we?
Maybe you're just looking at this all wrong. 216-578-0104.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Wake up. Waking you up and playing all the hits.
Give you the feeling from night to day.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Morgan and her fiancé, David, they go months and months sometimes without seeing each other. And he's in the States right now. He just got here. But now tomorrow, he's leaving again.
He's leaving. He's going to a work conference in Boise, Idaho, which, you know, it is what it is. It's a work conference. But I will say, not a mandatory work conference, which has me kind of salty that he's leaving on the second weekend that he's here.
So we're trying to get Morgan some group therapy, make her feel better about this trip. It's just a weekend trip, right?
Yeah, he'll be back on Sunday.
Mike in Cuyahoga Falls, what do you think Morgan should do?
Just hop on a plane and go with him.
Is that an option?
We thought about it, to be completely honest with you. The major difference is that the company is paying for his flight. Company would not pay for my flight.
Gotcha.
And a flight to Boise right now is insane.
Little outrageous.
I we're looking into flights for myself or, you know, after the 4th. And I mean, I think the cheapest one I found was about $500. But yeah, spur of the moment, you might pay a little bit more. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if, you know, travel's pretty expensive. But if it wasn't, you know, an option, go with them. I mean, you would love Boise.
Yeah, you said you're from Boise?
The Boise area, about 40 miles southwest, Mountain Home, where the Air Force Base is.
Sell it to me. Why do we need to go to Boise?
Hospitality. The people are friendly there. You know, I've been in the Cleveland area now, Northeast Ohio area, for about 2.5, going on 3 years. I miss it daily, and specifically, you know, because of those reasons. I mean, you know, you can't walk by somebody, you know, while you're hiking or anything like that, and, you know, somebody not say hi to you, whereas, you know, being in Ohio so far, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm adapting, I'm adjusting, nothing wrong with it, but, you know, just the people-ism.
That's really, so Mike, interesting, because, you know, I've heard the opposite from people.
I mean, you guys have been in this area, and Bill, I think you can, you know, you understand where I'm coming from. If I recall, you know, moved away to the Arizona area and then kind of came back. And I mean, there's reasons for it, you know? There's culture shock, I guess, if you would.
Yeah, Mike, I'm sorry that you're experiencing that. Yeah, I feel like...
Come on, we'll give you a group hug over here, Mike. We love you here in Northeast Ohio.
You're right, Mike. I've lived in a lot of different places. I lived in Florida for 5 years. I thought those people were mean. Right? I lived in Portland, right. Oregon. I thought those people were weird. In Arizona, it's the closest that I got to feeling like it was home. But, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, even now that I'm back in Ohio, it just feels – I mean, everywhere I go, I'm talking to people. Complete strangers.
We got to get you in the right places, Mike.
Yeah.
Listen, by no means am I saying, you know, I'm a softie of any sort. I'm adapting. You know, there's nothing wrong with it or anything like that. It's just different. That's all. You know, I miss home on a regular basis and, you know, want to go back more often than not.
Well, I'm glad you found us, Mike.
Absolutely.
We'll be your friends. And I really do. I wish for a better experience for you.
No worries.
And if not, jump on a plane with
hey.
Me. I was going to say jump hey, on a plane with me.
Morgan's getting really friendly.
No. I meant jump on a plane with me to Boise this weekend and we'll go see David there.
David's going out of town. Morgan wants to say hello.
You got to love live radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
My name is Bill Ryan. There's so much confusion about whether you can shoot off fireworks or not for the 4th of July coming up. So here's what I can figure out. So the state of Ohio created this new fireworks law that goes into effect that allows Ohioans to use fireworks from July 1st through July 5th. As well as other dates throughout the year, but everyone's looking at, you know, what can I do during July 4th weekend. But they left this loophole that allowed cities to kind of overrule it and make their own rule.
What's the loophole?
Well, just that they can prohibit them within their city. So even though there's a state law, the city has the option to overrule the state law and prohibit the use of fireworks.
Just make things complicated.
It appears that most cities have done this. Westlake is the latest city to do it. They've decided to ban fireworks. They are going to allow like smoke bombs and sparklers and noise makers. But you can't shoot off fireworks in Westlake over July 4th. And there's so many other cities. Like there's more cities that said no than who said yes. Like
really?
Basically, the only city that said yes is Hudson. That I can see on this list. Look at this list. It's like 5 pages long.
Oh my gosh, that is 5 pages long.
I'm trying to keep track of it city by city.
But every time it's like something different.
But it seems like most cities have prohibited it. I don't know. Huh. We're gonna play Battle of the Burbs coming up. If you're unsure of whether you're allowed to shoot fireworks off in your city, just ask me.
Look it up, yeah.
I'll look through this list here.
Don't shuffle the papers for Pete's sake.
I'll tell you if you can shoot off fireworks. Battle of the Birds is next.
Waking up, getting you up and going. Waking up with hit after hit. Rise and shine after hit. Waking up every day.
Real life. Real Cleveland. Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Yesterday, we had a first-time player win in the first round. All four questions right off the bat. Today, I think we've got some experienced Battle of the Burbs players.
So let's get right into it. North Ridgeville, North Olmsted, and Hudson all ready to rep for their city. Caller 14 is Brian in North Ridgeville. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Lovely. How are you in North Ridgeville?
Excellent.
One of the most winningest cities in Northeast Ohio, 22, going for win number 23. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Which is the most populous city in the United States?
New York.
That is correct. Question number two. What do the robbers call themselves in Home Alone?
A sticky bandit.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, well, that's not the answer that we wrote down. Why are you contemplating?
Because it's actually correct.
Okay, well, then give it to them.
They call themselves the Sticky Bandits, and then they call themselves the Wet Bandits.
Okay, the Wet Bandits was the answer we were looking for, but you know what? We're feeling generous on a Thursday. Okay, question number three. The nucleus of an atom is made out of what?
Protons and electrons.
Oh, that one hurts. Close, Brian. Very, very close, but not the answer we're looking for. Let's go to Jazzy in North Olmsted. Jazzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go. Question number one, which is the most populous city in the U.S.?
New York.
What do the robbers call themselves in Home Alone?
The Wet Bandits.
The nucleus of an atom is made up of what?
Themselves.
Also not the answer we're looking for. Sorry, Jazzy. Let's go to Rich in Hudson. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
Four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one, which is the most populous city in the United States?
New York.
What do the robbers call themselves in Home Alone?
Wet Bandits.
The nucleus of an atom is made out of what?
Protons and neutrons.
That is correct. Woo, squeaked it out. Okay, for the win, question number four, Rich and Hudson. The Almousas are getting their own show on what home improvement TV channel?
HGTV.
Rich and Hudson pulls out the win. That makes win number five for Hudson.
Yeah, I think I could set off some fireworks.
There you go.
Not only that, a year of unlimited car washes. Sounds like a great old time, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What's going on over there? Oh, Rich must have won Battle of the Birds again. Yeah. He's shooting off fireworks.
Yeah. Rich, tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104. So my cups would
fill. It's a message. Got something so juicy you just can't keep it to yourself anymore?
How intriguing.
Tell us and all of Cleveland.
Oh, my God.
It's time for the Cleveland Confessional on Q104.
Morgan is here.
Hello. It's time for the Cleveland Confessional, Bill.
Yeah, sometimes you have something you just want to get off your chest. But a lot of times we can help you out with some great advice, too, from our listeners. I wonder if that's the case for Ashlyn in Menor.
Yeah, you said it right. Congratulations.
Been having trouble with Menor lately, but I'm getting better. Ashlyn, good morning.
Good morning.
Ashlyn, what do you want to confess to us this morning?
Okay, I want to confess that I absolutely hate the way my ex-parents are kid.
Oh, please continue.
Yeah, details.
Okay. My ex and I, we share custody of a 6-year-old daughter, and we alternate every other week. And the problem is when she is at his house, there are no rules at all. She gets everything she asks for. She does whatever she wants. There's no rules, no consequences. She watches YouTube all day. If she wants to, she gets new toys. She gets candy, sweets, anything you could think of. And then she comes home to my house. And if I say no once, she's a total brat. Has a temper tantrum. She talks back to me. She starts saying, well, Daddy lets me do it, or I can do it at Daddy's.
Oh, no.
And it is driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy. And I've talked to my ex. I've asked him if he could just, you know, figure something out. What can we do about it? And he'll just say, well, I don't have a problem with her. She's fine at my house. Well, no shit, because you let her do everything she wants.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is tough. And that is probably a statement that doesn't need to be said. I mean, Ashlyn, you already know that. This is a tough situation that you're in right now. And the thing is that it's with your ex, and you probably have a history of not being able to agree on a lot of things. And that's the reason why you're not together anymore.
Yes.
But this is the most important thing between the two of you is raising your 6-year-old daughter. I can't be of any help, Morgan.
Yeah, I don't really know either. You know, nobody has been divorced in my family. So, you know, my sister has 2 little ones, but she doesn't have the extra complication of having to take to dad's to 1 week. But I am sure that one of our listeners out there has an ex that they share custody with that hopefully they can give you some advice on how to get your ex-husband to kind of lay down some ground rules. Is that what you're wanting from him, to lay down some rules so she's not, you know, experiencing two different extremes when she goes to houses?
Yes. I just wanted to lay down some basic rules that we both agree to, so she's not a total nightmare for me and loves daddy more because he lets her have all the toys she wants and candy.
Ashlyn, I bet our audience is going to come through here for you with some really good advice. So hang on, 216-578-0104. Help out Ashlyn on the Cleveland Confessional.
Real life, real Cleveland. Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
We're in the middle of the Cleveland Confessional, talking with Ashlyn and Menner, and she is very frustrated by her ex-husband right now because he's got a different set of rules at his house as they try to parent their six-year-old daughter.
Right, and they go back and forth every week, and the issue is that there's no rules at dad's. Mom wants to enforce some rules, but the daughter throws a fit because there's no rules at dad's.
I didn't want to attempt to give advice on this.
No, me neither.
It's just not something that...
I'm sure there are plenty of people that have gone through this.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Yeah.
And let's start with Vanessa in Cleveland. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Lovely.
Doing well. What advice do you have for Ashlyn?
Well, her six-year-old is trying to rule her like she's ruling over at her dad's house. So her mother's going to have to let her know, since the ex-husband is not listening, she needs to tell her daughter, this is the rules at dad's house, this is the rules at my house. And she needs to put her foot down. And kids nowadays are very smart. 6 years old, she knows what she's doing. So if she holds to her ground and stick to it, hopefully it would get better for her.
You know what I was thinking, though? Wouldn't the kid always want to go over to dad's house? Because it's more fun there.
Yeah, but like Vanessa said, the kid's not in charge. She is. True. She determines when she goes to dad's and when she stays with her.
True. Brittany in Akron, you have another suggestion. What do you have for Ashlyn?
Yeah, I would advise her looking into counseling for her child. Not because there could be issues mentally with the child, but it gives that third party in look on things and can help her guide her into how to handle this as a parent, but also help the child with how to handle two different sets of rules.
Because that does have to be difficult for a kid as well to, like, you know, be going back and forth and having two different sets of rules and not really knowing.
And the confusion, you know, and then, you know, us mothers were always the wrong ones. And, you know, the dad's always the fun one.
Right.
You know, and another suggestion would be to explain, you know, that mommies are the ones that typically are the ones with more rules because we have higher expectations for our children. You know, typically children tend to want to be around the father more because fathers are more lenient to the children.
I don't know. I heard Bill yell at his son yesterday in our meeting with our boss, and I definitely don't think that Bill is the more lenient parent. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, my son Will needs to answer his texts and answer my phone calls when I call.
Woo! I felt like I was getting in trouble when I heard Bill yelling at Will yesterday.
That's for sure. All right, so wrapping this up, first of all, I feel kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like I feel sad that this is going on for Ashlyn and for other families. Amanda called up with another suggestion. Brittany had the suggestion about getting a third person involved, putting the child into counseling. Amanda had a website that I was going to pass along. It's called parentingwisely.com, and it deals with all kinds of stuff like that.
Nice.
Conflict resolution and hopefully that...
Yeah, take that with you this morning.
The first couple steps to finding some answers if you're wondering about that right now. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Morgan is here too.
Good morning.
You hear about these airline flight traveling stories lately. They're nightmare stories.
Yeah, nobody likes to travel right now.
And this is happening to the big carriers. This is Delta. This is American, about flights canceled, flights delayed.
Right.
I have no idea what it's like on the discount airlines right now. Those are what? JetBlue, Spirit? Those
are the Frontier.
Okay. Yeah. My wife just flew Frontier down to Florida this week. She said no problems on the way down. We'll see what it's like on the way up. But I'm reading this story about this must be a discount character. They're carrier. They're out of Switzerland.
Okay.
They're called Easy Jets.
Okay.
And there's a TikTok video going around that highlights this. This woman and her friend got on the flight, on an Easy Jet flight, and they're supposed to sit in row 26. Well, they get on the plane. There is no row 26. So they have no idea what to do. So they just sat anywhere.
Well, I mean, were there open seats at least for them to sit?
There were empty seats and they just sat there. She said that nobody on the plane could help them at all.
If there's not an aisle there, what are they supposed to do?
Just no row 26.
Now, oh my gosh.
The company's saying that they reconfigured some aircrafts this summer because of less demand. I would think there would be more demand in the summer, but they took out that row. And
okay.
I guess I don't know.
Well, hopefully when David gets on his flight tomorrow, he'll have a seat and a row to sit in.
Yeah, I'm really scared of these these discount carriers.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.